here we go with the show, first to thank you all for being with us. We're gonna start, everybody's gonna have a ball. I hope you join us. Come on, dance to the rhythm that you're gonna hear. Clap your hands, keep moving. And take a chance, don't you see the people coming in. Stamp your feet, let's do it.
This time you always will remember.
Thank you. Said you'd understand. My mom is home and crying. My daddy's drunk and dying. Oh, help me, religion man.
Listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank and Queens. Thanks for joining me here on this Super Tuesday. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank and welcome back Mr. Tom Dash to the Rock and Soul Radio stream. Tom can now be heard every Super Tuesday, kicking off Super Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. A nice lead-in for the Hard Stuff program, if I do say so myself, and the addition of Tom to the Super Tuesday lineup only reaffirms my strong belief that Super Tuesday is in fact the best night of programming here on Rock and Soul Radio. As always, let me tell you what you heard in tonight's first set of music. Before we get to that, I want to remind you that if you have the opportunity, I would love it if you headed on over to our website at rockandsoulradio.org. There you can follow along on the AccU playlist, and that's updated for you in real time as the tunes are spinning. There's also a comments board you can get in on some of the conversation happening over there as tonight's show progresses on. Also want to remind you that we have extensive archives for all the Rock and Soul Radio programming and all the programming that WFMU has to offer. You can find that at rockandsoulradio.org, or you can get the mother load over at wfmu.org. We ended tonight's first set of music with a band out of Los Angeles called Shotgun Limited. That was a track called Mixed Nuts, the closing track off their lone self-titled LP from 1971. They also managed to put out a single that year, but that's all of their output. Prior to Shotgun Limited, we heard from a band out of Danville, Pennsylvania called Brig. That was a track called Hey Mister, released on their self-titled LP, their lone LP, or at least at the time it was their lone LP from 1973. That was reissued by the Outsider label in 2021, and that's where I got that from. The band actually did reunite back in 2023 to record and release the Red Lane LP. And prior to Brig, we heard from Little CanCon out of Toronto, Canada. That was Edward Bear with You Can't Deny It, taking off their Eclipse LP from 1970. They put out four albums between 69 and 73. Actually enjoyed some chart success in Canada as well as here in the United States, scoring a number three hit, I think in 1972 or three. Before Edward Bear, we heard from Homer out of San Antonio, Texas with Survivor. Originally released on their self-titled LP from 1972, Garrison reissued it last year under the title of Grown in the USA. Also their lone LP, they put out a few singles in 1969 and 1970 in addition to that LP. And before Homer, we heard from some local heroes from right here on Long Island. That was Liquid Smoke with Liquid for Tomorrow, taking off their lone LP from 1970. That was a self-titled LP. Before Liquid Smoke, we heard from Zilker Sunday out of Austin, Texas, with their cover of the Spooky Tooth song, Wrong Time. That was the B-side of a 1973 U.S. 7-inch on the Fable Records label, a label that is still active today. That was a one and done from Zilker Sunday. And starting off the set and the show, like we always do, was of course the theme to the Hard Stuff program, and that was Irish Coffee with the show Part 1, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Real quick, some programming notes. I want to mention that our very own Kitschy Mama is hosting the drop-in this Saturday, June 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. Kitschy Mama is presenting Jump Up, Rare Reggae, Ska, and Calypso, a great hour of scratchy old records from the late 50s and early 60s, real obscure gems never aired in the history of WFMU. So check that out. The drop-in is our one-hour weekly guest slot every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m., and we got our own Kitschy Mama hosting this week, so be sure to check it out. And I would be remiss if I did not mention or acknowledge the fact that we lost two absolute giants of popular music, of rock and roll, whatever you want to call it. This past week, we lost the great Sly Stone and just the magnificent Brian Wilson. It would be a little disingenuous if I dedicated any time to a program called Hard Stuff to their music, though they were both favorites of mine. So I want to highly encourage you, to go back to the archives and check out some of the great tribute shows that have been done in the past week in between Hard Stuff episodes. Two in particular I want to point out. Dave the Spaz on the Music to Spaz By program this past Thursday. He could be heard every Thursdays from 9 to midnight on the WFMU Mothership. Had Dennis Dykin and DA the DJ as his guests, and they paid just a fine tribute to both Sly and Brian. And then, of course, Shakin' Street with Joe Bielak, who can be heard every Friday here on Rock and Soul Radio from 2 to 4 Eastern Time, did a great tribute to Sly as well. And I imagine that either on the Three Chord Monty program or the next episode of Shakin' Street, Joe will do another fine tribute to Brian Wilson. So once again, head to the archives at wfmu.org to check those out. It's probably more going to pop up in time as well. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Also, for more information about special upcoming programmings on WFMU and all the affiliated streams, head on over to wfmu.org/upcoming. All right, time to get back into the music here on the Hard Stuff program. And we're going to kick off tonight's second set with a Brown Acid track. This is a band from Freeport, Illinois called Tor. The song is called One of the Bad Guys here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Closing out tonight's second set was a band out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That was Arrogance with Black Death, originally released on their first single from 1970. Got that off a year 2000 reissue of their self-titled album from 1973. They tacked on the first two songs that they put out in 1970 at the end of that CD, and a couple of great heavy tracks from Arrogance before they went in more of a country rock direction, starting with that self-titled 1973 album. And before Arrogance, we heard from King Biscuit Entertainers out of the Pacific Northwest. That was Roland Freeman, taken off a 1969 US 7-inch on the Review label. They were out of Washington State, and some of the members of the King Biscuit Entertainers spent time in such Pacific Northwest stalwarts as the Wailers and Don and the Good Times. And prior to King Biscuit Entertainers, we heard some more CanCon out of Toronto, Canada. That was It's All Meat with Feel It, originally released in 1969 on their first single. Got that off a 2024 reissue of that single, put up by the Milkow Records label out of Holland. And prior to It's All Meat, we heard from Yesterday's Children with Paranoia, originally released in 1970 on their lone self-titled LP. Got that from a brand spanking new reissue put out by the Ancient Greece Records label just last week. This summer will be known as the Summer of Ancient Greece Records. We're already knee-deep in releases, and it's only mid-June, and they have more coming. They put out that Hellhound 7-inch about a month or so ago. Just dropped the Yesterday's Children LP last week. This past Friday, they put out another 7-inch by a band called Clown, and they have another release scheduled for August 1st, and who knows what else is planned by that fine label. So we are looking forward to that and enjoying every second of this Ancient Greece summer. Prior to Yesterday's Children, we heard from Hammer out of San Francisco, California, with Hangover Horns, taken off their lone self-titled LP from 1970. They put out one LP and one 7-inch that year. And starting off that second set of music from Freeport, Illinois, was Tor with One of the Bad Guys, originally released in 1980 on a US 7-inch on the Radex Recording Studios label. They were one and done. That song was also featured on the first installment of the Brown Acid compilation series. And that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. As always, thank you so much for joining me here tonight and every week. Always truly appreciate it. I got one more for you before we call it a night here on the show. But before we get to that, I want to give you your weekly reminder that Super Tuesday continues on here on Rock and Soul Radio at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour, where we have the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin, closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11. For tonight's final song, we're going all the way to France. We're going to hear one from the Alan Jack Civilization. This is Shame on You. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank and Queens. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for another installment of the program. Until then, have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.